We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for some end-of-the-week fun with the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. And joining us from the group this week is their engaging star, Elena Newport. Elena, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Just fine.
You know, while most interviewers like you were doing serious issues this week,
sure.
Torture or whatever,
right.
I noticed that Larry King was interviewing Bristol Palin's former fiancé. So.
Well, you know, you got to cover all the big stories that affect everyone's lives on a day-to-day basis.
So I thought, well, why not bring out our Sarah Palin material?
Aha. Here are the Capitol Steps, taking a look at last year's Republican vice presidential nominee.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the hottest governor from the coldest state, Governor Sarah Palin.
Hello, America. Oh, and hello to the great state of Washington, D.C. Yeah, hey, I'm here to talk right to you. Now, as you know, I'm a little disappointed America didn't decide to go all Mavericky with me and John McCain. But this is not the first time I've had to deal with being first runner-up. You know, the very same thing happened to me in the Miss Alaska beauty pageant. So I'm taking it all in stride. Yeah. And if for any reason Barack Obama or Joe Biden cannot fulfill their duties as president and vice president, well, as first runner-up, John McCain and I will be ready. And of course, a lot of people didn't think that I had the kind of experience necessary to be the next vice president. Well, I was mayor of Wasilla for a year and a half. That's a long time, people. I could have popped out two babies in that time. Yeah, you betcha. Yeah, hey, and I know a lot about foreign policy there. Did you know I serve Russian salad dressing in my house? And I recently got a call from the president of France, President Nicolas Sarkozy. And not only that, I've met Dick Cheney's daughter, and she's a Lebanese. People, I know and you know that the economy's tanking. It needs a fixing. And although I'm not an economist, I did stay in a Holiday Inn Express last night. Also, folks, if you saw the Republican convention, you know that part of our platform is promoting abstinence amongst teenagers. And it's worked very well in the lower 48 states. Folks, I know, seriously, I know you think I should go on quietly back to Alaska, but you ain't seen nothing yet. Marabou beats caribou. What a shame if my fame had to end. I've just got no hankerage to go back to Anchorage and buy my clothes at Land's End. They tell me that Africa's quite continental, but Neiman's is a girl's best friend. Wasilla's no thrill, and Alaskans are mental if they ask me to stay and run the state, no freaking way. I look swell in chic Chanel, and I got a whole lot of Lauren. Hey, would anyone you know trade Prada for Juno? Hey, if I see a Target, I'm shooting at it, not shopping in it. 'Cause Neiman's is a girl's best friend. Thank you.
Oh, Elena, how much are you hoping she runs in 2012?
A lot.
Yeah, it's not that far away. I heard the other night that George Pataki was in Iowa.
Oh, no.
So get ready.
Nothing rhymes with Pataki. Stop. Make it stop.
I don't think you'll have to worry about that for very long if he does run.
Cool.
So, very good as always. Elena, thanks for your time.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Elena Newport of the Capital Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them online at capsteps.com, where you can also order their brand new CD, Obama Mia. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. Find us online, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.